your information's broken down, I think, very well into the various areas around which federal government business mostly revolves. Let's start with D.C. proper. What are you seeing in the district as far as the shifts and moves that consolidation of agencies and various cost-cutting measures are having on the real estate market?
Sure. Cutting costs is a major theme across the federal agencies in the D.C. region. In 2011 and as we move forward into 2012 and 2013, clearly a heavy focus on reducing that occupancy portfolio and the square footage that each of those agencies are using is a key piece of what the feds are looking at. Secondly, we're seeing that the regional build-to-suits that really transformed the market and were prevalent across that marketplace are being reduced, and the interest of those is really on the wane. And instead, there's been a lot more activity on the renewal and expansion side. And so as the government's looking at those, they're working through that portfolio.
So we're seeing not nearly as much build-to-suit. What about spec? Are there developers that are still working on space, in commercial space, taking a chance that somebody will take it? Or is that part of the market also kind of on hold for now?
You know, the good news is that as the federal side on the leasing has really been stagnant due to the budget impasse and the presidential elections, the construction market really hasn't taken off all that much in advance. So you're seeing some construction activity, but not a whole lot of spec. So it should keep the market fairly well balanced.
You mentioned that outside the Beltway in Northern Virginia, Defense Information Agency, part of BRAC, moved out of 400,000 square feet. But what all is going on in the marketplace there?
Yeah, so on the BRAC side, we're seeing that shift occur to the other regions in inside the fence lines of each of the military installations, and we see that continuing over the next few years. And as the DoD shrinks its budget with the president's announcement last week, we're seeing the contractor base along those lines really working through their space portfolio and deciding what strategic decisions they need to make as far as new growth projections. So we believe that there's tremendous opportunity for the renewal of those properties inside the Beltway region, as well as reconfiguration as you look into to the further out Northern Virginia market.
Now, we're going to talk about inside the Beltway in Northern Virginia in a second, but you've already used the term renewal like three or four times. So when I hear that in a commercial real estate context, it leads me to believe that the market is stagnant's not the right word, but kind of in a holding pattern. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. I think that that really the space envelope that agencies are looking at, both federal, state, and local, are really all under pressure to reduce those costs. And so it's really in a hold pattern to determine what strategic direction they're going to take moving forward.
Your information says consolidations renewals accounted for more than 80% of all federal transactions in 2011. How does that compare to, say, three or four years ago?
So much more on the new build side. So the government was looking at really a heavy expansion through the term of working through the budget cycle. And so we saw a lot of new space being added online that was in build-to-suit nature.
Inside the Beltway, the State Department has a big renewal and expansion, FDIC growing also. What else do you see on the horizon for inside the Beltway in Northern Virginia?
Again, I think that as that occupancy portfolio is rationalized, that's really kind of the mode that's hand. So as far as increased space requirements that are going to take up new space or new lease activity, we're not seeing it right now, and we project that it's going to work itself through the presidential election cycle. So this could be something that's out there for the next 12 to 18 months until the presidential election is secured and we move through the budget situation we're in now.
Now, outside the Beltway in Maryland, Prince George's County has been trying to get more federal presence for years and years and years, and has not been as successful as they would like to be. The HHS headquarters toward the end of the year was kind of the latest salvo in that whole battle between them and Montgomery County. What do you see for prospects in Prince George's County over the next, say, year to 18 months? Is there anything on the horizon that could give them cause to be a little optimistic?
Well, it's interesting. There are definitely some incentive programs in place. One, of course, Prince George's County is focused and has set up a fund to encourage that development to happen and bring down or make more competitive their space with some of the competing counties in the area. The second is that, you know, the unique partnership that's being discussed between WMATA and GSA to help further some of the metro station development as well is something that may bring some competitive flavor to Prince George's County as it relates to future, you know, federal, state, or county expansions.
What's their inventory look like in Prince George's County?
The inventory per se is one that has been again, very static over time, and so I think that it's going to take some of that new planning that the county's looking at to help spur, you know, some relocations.
Save my home county for last. Montgomery County has a federal presence much higher than Prince George's County, maybe not like Northern Virginia, but what are you seeing there?
Sure, and so as the investment in the medical field has driven much interest, and clearly the federal expansion there has generated contractor expansion in Montgomery County. So again, strong market fundamentals and one that should bode well over time.